This reading is Psalm 121. My help comes from the Lord. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore.
Well, Claire's going to come and read for us now from Luke 15. I want to focus our minds on the great shepherd who cares for the lost sheep. Thanks, Claire.
So this reading is from Luke 15, verses 1 down to 7, and it's the parable of the lost sheep. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbours, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance.
Now, I want to take a few moments just now to share some reflections on Luke chapter 15, this story that Jesus told about the lost sheep. But I want to begin this way. I want to ask if you got any pets. This is our pet hamster, Fluffy. Can you put your hand up if you've got a pet at home? Big people and young people. Oh, quite a few of you. Okay. Yeah, very good. Well, Fluffy is really loved in our house. He's cared for. We do our best to look after him. And we love our pets, don't we? We care for them. What kind of pets do you think this man might have? What was that? Sheep. Yes. This man is a shepherd, and he has sheep. Lots of them. To be specific, he has 100 sheep, including Cecil. Now, Cecil was sitting on his favorite rock one day, and he was imagining a life that might be his if some things were to change. He started to think to himself, "My life's pretty boring. All we do with the flock is eat grass, and then we walk down to the river and we have a wee drink, and then we eat some more grass. Boring, boring, boring. I wonder, could I leave this place, leave the shepherd, leave the flock, and maybe I could get a motorbike and go on an adventure? Or maybe I could join a band and become famous." So Cecil looked right, Cecil looked left, and he jumped over his rock and he hid. And then he saw the way to the tree, and he ran towards the tree, and he hid behind it. And then he ran across the hills, and he ran to the mountains. Yes, the mountains. And when he got to the foot of the mountain, he realized that it was actually very steep, difficult. But this didn't hold Cecil back at all. He started climbing higher and higher, and the mountain got steeper and steeper and more difficult. Cecil kept climbing until he got so high that he couldn't go up any further, but he also couldn't go back down. Cecil was stuck. And as he sat there on the edge of the ledge, he started to think to himself, "I wonder, could I call out to the shepherd to help?" And he thought, "You know what, maybe not, because if I call to the shepherd, maybe he'll be angry, and when he finds me, he'll hit me with a big stick, whack! Or then he'll grab me by the leg and he'll drag me back to the flock, bump, bump, bump." And then he'll tie me to a tree and I won't get any dinner. Well, meanwhile, back with the flock, the shepherd, it was time for him to count his sheep. So we started to count them. Number one, Kevin. Number two, Meredith. Number three, Ryan. And he kept going all the way until he got to number 96, Owen. 97, Megan. 98, Amelia. 99, the other Amelia. And then, where is Cecil? The shepherd realized that one of his sheep was missing. So he went over to Cecil's favorite rock. And he saw footprints leading to the tree. And then he saw footprints leading from the tree on through the hills. And then he saw the footprints leading to the mountains. Yes, the mountains. And when the shepherd arrived at the foot of the mountain, he saw that it was very, very steep. But this didn't hold the shepherd back at all. He wanted to find his lost sheep. He wanted to find Cecil. So he climbed higher and higher, and the mountain got steeper and steeper, but he didn't go back because he was determined to find his lost sheep. And then all of a sudden, bah! The sheep called out to the shepherd. And the shepherd made his way over to his lost sheep. Hooray, Cecil was saved. And what do you think happened next? Do you think the shepherd hit Cecil a big thwack with a stick? No. Do you think he grabbed him by the leg and dragged him back home? Bump, bump, bump. No. In fact, the shepherd was so delighted to find Cecil that he put him on his shoulders and he carried him all the way home. And when he got home, do you think the shepherd tied Cecil to a tree and said, no dinner? No. In fact, he threw a party and everyone celebrated and stayed up way after their normal bedtime. Now, this story is based on Luke chapter 15, the story that Jesus told about the lost sheep. And it's a very simple story, and this was Jesus' amazing gift as a storyteller. Jesus himself said, I am the good shepherd. He was speaking of people like sheep that he wanted to care for in his flock. And Cecil, the sheep that wandered away, well, this is really any person that has said at some point, you know what, I don't really want to live under Jesus' care. I would rather just go my own way and do my own thing. And I want to share with all of you this morning that I have been there. I was brought up in a Christian family, a Christian home, and when I was a teenager, I, like Cecil, sat down on my rock and I started to think, you know what, I don't really like life in the church. I don't really like life in this Christian world. So I decided to leave. I decided to go my own way. I started to say, I don't want Jesus to be my Lord. I want to be my own Lord and do my own thing. And I started to seek happiness and satisfaction in lots of different places. I wanted to be famous, not like Cecil in a band. I wanted to be a famous rugby player. I wanted to go out drinking with my friends. I wanted to fit in so much. I thought all of this would bring me happiness and satisfaction and that life would be far better away from the shepherd and away from the flock. But do you know what happened? It really ended up being a dead end. Like Cecil, I became stuck. I realized all of those things that I thought would give me happiness didn't. In fact, they made me insecure, which means made me feel afraid and not happy at all. And so this little story that Jesus told is here to teach us a lot about God and his care for anyone who runs away from him and thinks that they can find happiness away from him. And as well as being a very simple story, it actually teaches us three amazing, powerful truths about Jesus Christ. And I just want to share them with you briefly. Number one, this story in Luke chapter 15 teaches us that Jesus notices each individual person and cares. Do you remember back to when the shepherd was counting the sheep out of 100, he noticed the one that was missing. Now, you might be here this morning, and you might have in your heart a lot of sadness. You may be in a bit of a mess, and you sort of feel that no one gets it, no one sees, no one knows, no one really cares. Or you might be here, and actually you're quite happy. You know you're living life away from the shepherd, and you're like, do you know what? I'm quite happy about that. But if you look deep down into your heart, you may find this niggling sense that just something's not right. And so often when we are struggling, or when we're on our own and when we've pushed God away, there can be times where we feel that no one sees us, no one notices, and no one really cares. Well, Jesus told this story in Luke 15 to say that he is the one who cares for the individual. Every single person in this room, Jesus cares for you. And if you have walked away, he sees. He knows you're missing. He knows your mess. He understands that you ran away thinking you could find happiness somewhere else. And he gets you like no one else gets you. He knows that you are away from the flock. But here's what's amazing. Jesus loves us so much that he comes after us even when we run away from him. I find it so moving to think of the shepherd in Jesus' story coming after the lost sheep. That was me when I walked away from church, when I walked away from Jesus, and I just shoved it all in Jesus' face and said, no, I think I can find happiness elsewhere. Jesus loved me enough to come after me. And I remember sitting in a meeting in a big tent in cold rain on a Wednesday night when a man started to speak of the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, who said, I have come that you may have life and life to the full. And everything in my life changed at that moment. And I realized, wow, all that satisfaction, all that happiness, everything that I thought I could find elsewhere, Jesus says, I have come to give you life and life to the full. He loved me, he came after me, and he opened my eyes to see that actually life was much better with the shepherd and with the flock. Jesus loves you enough to come after you. And maybe, just maybe, you're in church this morning or listening to this online or by some other means for this reason, that this is Jesus pursuing you. Coming after you and saying, I know you're away from the flock. I know you're sitting on that ledge and you're unhappy and I'm coming here for you. And I find it so moving when little Cecil called out, the shepherd came and he rescued him. And you know, this teaches us the third truth that I just want to make very clear, that Jesus alone is the one who can give us full life. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And I lay down my life for the sheep. You see, all of us have made a mess because we've turned away from God. All of us have made a mess because of our sin. And yet Jesus' very reason for coming into the world, he said he was coming to seek and save the lost. On the cross, he took our mess. And he died so that our mess would die with him. And when he rose again, he offered anyone who would come to him a new start, new life, forgiveness, restoration. And he carries us all the way home to himself. And he will carry us through life until he brings us to himself in heaven forever. Jesus alone can fill our hearts with joy. Everything every one of us are looking for, Jesus can give. I did not think that once. Once, and I've shared this with many people through this week, I did not like church at all. And so I find it so funny now that I'm now a pastor of a church. But the reason is because Jesus showed me that life is found in him. And now I just want to say to everyone in this city, to anyone around and about, look, I know that you might think church is so boring, so irrelevant, but trust me, Jesus can give you life. We don't want to shove religion at people. We simply want to share the life that we have found in Jesus with the children, young people of this area, with all of you here this morning. So I trust that this little message from Luke 15 that teaches us so much about Jesus' love for the lost sheep, his care for the individual, his pursuing love, and his self-giving, life-offering love. I pray that this will perhaps speak to you, and maybe you might just hear Jesus calling for you, and maybe you will call out to him this morning. Because to be a Christian is very simple. We We need to just turn to Jesus and say, look, I'm sorry, Lord, that I ran away from you. I'm sorry for my sin. Please just come wash it all away and help me to follow you and find life with you. Carry me, because I don't know if I can make it on my own. But be my shepherd and bring me into this life. Jesus invites you to himself, saying, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I pray that you'll find that rest in him this morning.